Before COVID-19, you most likely had a certain group of consumers or clients who consistently used your product or service. You knew who they were, and if you were making a good living off them, you probably didn't bother wasting too many resources expanding beyond that core audience. Before you get too comfortable with your current customer base, expand and develop your audience. A crisis gives us an opportunity to attract new consumers or clients so we can expand our current audience and or develop the audience we currently have to be even more engaged. This works in any business model, whether your audience is consumers, other businesses, or donors. Brand loyalty is going to be critical right now, especially during a recession. You can't assume that your audience is going to stick with you. They may decide your service or product is too expensive or not necessary. Public relations is a tool that you can use to show a value add to your service or product. You may need to innovate or showcase new benefits to your service or product. Additionally, you can use PR strategies to communicate more frequently to your current audience to show your value and develop or expand your audience. The pitch challenge today: work to expand and grow your audience. We do not know what the future holds, so your customers may look dramatically different a year from now. Therefore, you want to start developing that audience. For example, this is a strategy we used with my client, Organic and Natural Health Association, with a virtual weekly Learn and Laugh we launched called Thirsty Thursday. Member engagement is important to this organization, and not having live events or conferences due to COVID-19 hinders their standard way of networking. So we developed a new way of networking for them in a virtual setting, mimicking a casual chat around a bar where you could meet and catch up with other professionals like you would at a conference. We launched it in March, soon after lockdown orders were sweeping the country, and it has been highly successful since, allowing Organic and Natural to get out ahead of their industry with this model. I'm starting to see copycats to our idea, and that's fine, as imitation is the best form of flattery. But the bigger point is that Organic and Natural Health didn't sit back during this time and wait for conferences and events to return. They activated a PR plan to stay connected. Another example I'll give you is my gay cruise travel client that I signed in March. When COVID-19 initially hit, they were not allowed to sell any more cruise packages. Plus, why would we promote cruises in the middle of a crisis when people are stranded on cruise ships? Instead of sitting back and waiting for COVID-19 to blow over, I helped my client initiate another PR plan to help them develop a relationship with their target audience, which is the affluent gay travel community, as this is an excellent time to develop those relationships while we have their focused attention. While most travel companies are just putting everything on hold or canceling things like travel benefits and club access, we are going to help by being a voice for the gay community and demonstrate other ways to celebrate Pride event and gay travel virtually through a new flash briefing called Gay Travel Today that will complement their gay travel skill, where they can book future travel or get travel advisories. By providing free information to the gay travel community that is difficult to find in a time of crisis, they will develop a loyal consumer base. When society does get back to booking vacations, my client will have a dedicated audience booking travel with them, because gay travelers will remember that they were there for them when they felt isolated from the world of travel and needed their community the most. If you feel restricted from marketing or networking during a crisis, you shouldn't. Now is the perfect time to deepen current customer relationships or branch out and build new ones.